And, of course, John DelVecchio is with us, and the boys, Tony and Johnny. Tony, hey, Tone, what'd you eat? You guys had something to eat, didn't you?
Veal Parmesan.
You had veal Parmesan?
And macaroni and garlic and oil, and a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, I could see the bottle of wine on your faces. nice and bright like sunshine. Nothing like it. Vino. Huh? How about orange wedges in the wine? You ever have that? You ever have the tangerine wedges in wine? Did you ever do that?
I just like plain wine, John.
Just plain wine. That's why they call him Tony Red Wine. And John DelVecchio, you look nice. Did you make the aglio olio with the macaroni?
No, they did it at the restaurant, and they did a wonderful
job. They did a nice job. Well, I'm glad. You know what? This is a good lunch. Well, you see, let me tell you, when it comes to lunch, that was dinner for us on Sunday. See, we'd sit down at noon and 1 and eat dinner on a Sunday. And at 5 o'clock, we would have sandwiches, not a formal dinner, not like Jack does. See, Jack is different. That's my engineer. See, we called 12 and 1 o'clock dinner. Is that right, Tony? Is that right?
What about supper?
Right.
Correct. On Sunday, that was like a supper, wasn't it?
Well, it was 3 meals in one.
Is that what it was? All right. But it was a big meal. That was the biggest meal of the day, 12, 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock. Right, Johnny?
We used to have the big antipasto.
The big antipasto.
The pasta.
The pasta, the soup.
The soup. The meatballs.
Meatballs, the brujol, the pork.
The chicken roast.
It would last about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes 4.
And then you take a nap.
The coffee and everything.
Sleep in front of the TV.
Yeah. Then we'd have a little espresso with some anisette.
Anisette.
And the guys would go in the living room.
And they'll smoke their cigars, the Denoblis. Unbuckle their belts, watching a game, whatever it may be.
Women would do the dishes.
And then everything is done. And then we'd all get together and talk, play cards outside.
And have biscotti.
Biscotti. All right. Man, I'm full already, guys. We went through a whole 4-5-course meal. And with that, let's have a cup of coffee. A little demitasse, as my mother would say. But, Mom and Dad, it's for you now. This is for Tony. This is for John. This is for all my friends who've been married a long time. God blessings to you from Jimmy Roselli on Festival Italiano.
When you're old, wedding ring was new. And each dream that I've dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, we'll be right back. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still
I love that. When your old wedding ring was new. All right, sit down, Mom and Dad. We got the coffee. It's already going. We're going to put it in those little demitasse cups. Massimo Ranieri on Festival Italiano.
Vorrei sapere che si marito facito sembra faccia mariciata. Ma voi quanto più brutto va facito, più bella l'occhio mi va presentato. Io mo non saccio si va na coragita. E così mo dai prigi del tazzi che sei parita, a sotto di rito zucchero e in coppa marasita. Ma tante che ci agirà e tante che ci avuta, con dolce sotto tazza fine bocca ma d'arriva. Tempo passa e più va raffreddato, invece va riscaldato caffè squisito. O belle case pure mi gelate, si dà delizia d'un caffè granito, facendo concorrenza limonata. Ma questi modi frigida, tazze caffè farita, a tutto dritto il zucchero e coppa marasita. Ma è tanto che ci ha votato e tanta caccia girà, con dolci sotto tazza, fine in bocca ma d'arriva. Voi siete mamma del ravassatore, e io bellezza mia figlia cartara. Voi vi divertite a cagna cora, io faccio il carta ma senza denaro. Bella pareglia fosse ma famora. Ma questi modi frigge del tazzi che fai parita, a sotto di vito il zucchero e in coppa marasita. Ma è tanto che ci ha buttato e tanto che ci ha girato, o dolce sotto la tazza, fine bocca.
orecchiette alla barese, tortellini alla bolognese.
A noi ci piace magna.
Salti in bocca alla romana, melanzane alla parmigiana.
A noi ci piace magna.
Cotoletta alla milanese e perché tu alla nuorese.
A noi ci piace magna.
Con il fegato alla veneziana, i cannoli alla siciliana.
A noi ci piace magna.
Se le anguille son di Comacchio, dall'Abruzzo viene l'abbacchio.
A noi ci piace magna.
La polenta alla valsugana, con le olive alla scolana.
A noi ci piace magna.
Con il pesto alla genovese, l'insalata sarà caprese.
A noi ci piace magna.
Coi coccoli alla foggiana e friariella napulitana.
A noi ci piace magna. A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace magna.
Alle Fiorentina, baccalà e alla Vicentina.
A noi ci piace magna.
Bucatini alla Matriciana, medaglioni alla Valdostana.
A noi ci piace magna.
Come buona, gustosa e sana, sta cucina tutta italiana.
A noi ci piace magna.
E per chiudere un Gesù, mi scordavo proprio la U.
A noi ci piace magna. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace magna. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace magna. A noi ci piace.
Oh, magna! You talk about food! Johnny over here just had, what would you have? Veal cutlet? Or?
I know, I had a veal cutlet parmesan with linguine aglio olio. Cooked to perfection.
Really?
Nice al dente.
They did it for you? What
that was of? At a special request.
Yeah, and they did it for you?
Yeah.
Nice. Al dente meaning how
chewy.
Many minutes?
Chewy.
You like it, what, 3 minutes?
1, 2, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Maybe. What was it, linguine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, man. I used to like spaghettini number
and
9.
And then extra virgin olive oil to dip the
bread in.
The bread in.
You never go to a real Italian restaurant and expect butter on the table, right?
Well, they'll give you butter, but in Italy, they don't.
They don't. You have to really ask, and they look at you like you're crazy.
No, normally you have olive oil with your bread.
And maybe a little hot pepper in it, huh? Pepperoncini or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mm. And the wine you had, was it good?
Merlot.
Merlot?
Best bottle of Merlot.
Is that your favorite wine, Merlot?
Chianti.
Favorite. Yeah. A Sicilian wine is very good, you know, Corvo, and I could go on and on. estate bottled wine with no sulfides in it. That's the kind of wine that'll never make you crazy. You know, you could have wine. You go to Italy and you go to the estates. You go to Tuscany or whatever. Johnny, you've been to northern Italy?
I've never been to Italy.
Oh, Johnny!
None of my visitato in Italia.
Never.
Even though my parents were born there.
I know. And
my mother's from Camaiore, near Lucca, and my father's from Castelfranco in Mescano, Provincia di Benevento.
Benevento. And you've never visited those towns?
No, but I know them both very well.
I bet you did. You did some investigation on your own, huh?
Yes. In fact, I translated a book from the school children of Castelfranco about 15 years ago, describing what the town was like at that time.
How high was it off, above sea level? Because usually these towns are up.
This was up in the hills.
In the hills.
This was up in the hills.
A lot of walking up steps.
Yeah, and a lot of farms.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Castelfranco, the farms are called Maseria.
Maseria.
Yeah. And the farms are away from the town. The people don't live on the farm.
No.
They live in the town.
That's like in Sicily with my family.
Yeah, and then they in the early morning, they walk out to the farms.
To the Campania, they call it. Yeah.
The farm work at the Maseria.
Maseria.
And then they come back into the town. So everybody lives in the town of 1,200 people. Huh. That's how big Castelfranco.
That's it. There's more people here from Castelfranco than there are in Castelfranco.
At the turn of the century, there were 4,500 people in Castelfranco. Now there's 1,200.
The rest are here.
The rest are all over here.
So it doesn't matter where you are and where you're from, what province in Italy. It's nice to look at your roots, to know where you come from.
Well, it's not just your province in Italy. With this program, it's whatever country your ancestors came from.
It's true. European ancestry.
We think it's not just European ancestry.
Southern, South American, African.
Asian.
This is true.
This is a family program to celebrate your roots from wherever they are.
Absolutely. You know that, John. You and I have been together on this program since 1975 in Connecticut.
Since ancient times, yes.
Ancient times, Johnny. And before that, I was in Long Island, and I started the show, the Italian show, in 72.